Having sent Thomas and Schofield north to deal with Hood's campaign against Nashville, William Tecumseh Sherman left Atlanta on the 12th of November, 1864, on a mission to lay waste the Georgia countryside as far as the seacoast at Savannah. To aid in this destruction, he abandoned his supply line, forcing his army to forage off the countryside, a practice at which many of the Western veterans were to prove highly resourceful. Moving overland, largely unopposed, Sherman's legions left a path of desolation 60 miles wide along the length of their route, reaching the coast on the 10th of December. On the 21st, Sherman's bummers entered Savannah and, after a brief respite, started north to wreak vengeance on the state that had given rise to the rebellion, South Carolina. Shortly after their arrival in the state capital at Columbia, a large part of that city was burned to the ground. While the fires may well have been set by departing rebels, the Federals did nothing to prevent the city's destruction and had clearly been responsible for a great deal of willful arson in the course of their march. Passing into North Carolina, Sherman once again faced his old foe, J.E. Johnston. Soundly defeating Johnston at Bentonville on the 19th of March, he proceeded to drive the rebels back upon Raleigh, where negotiations for surrender would be initiated. For all his ruthlessness in war, Sherman would prove magnanimous in peace, offering generous terms to the defeated enemy. Indeed, the initial surrender signed by Johnston on the 17th of April was quickly repudiated by Washington as too lenient. A revised agreement was signed on the 26th, bringing an official end to hostilities. Except for a few minor skirmishes in the West, the fighting of the Civil War had come to an end.